Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me. Spirit divine, open my mouth and let me bear gladly the warm truth everywhere. Open my heart and let me prepare love with thy children thus to share. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my heart, illumine me. Spirit divine.
Our subject for this morning is what they say versus what Jesus said. There are some very popular sayings that many people take for granted which testify that God's ways are higher than man's ways. Jesus taught and lived the principles which his Father revealed to him. Jesus said, "I came to do thy will, O God." We want to contrast a few of the sayings of men with the Bible statements. In 1 Corinthians 15:32, Paul used one of the current sayings of the philosophers when he asked the Corinthians what was the advantage of his efforts if the dead rise not. He might just as well do as they say, "Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die." So you have probably heard it said, you might just as well get the most out of life. You only live once. But what did Jesus say? When Jesus was called to the house of Mary and Martha and arrived 4 days following the death of Lazarus, he said to Martha, "Thy brother shall live again." Jesus also said in John 5:28 and 29 that the hour was coming in the which they that are in the graves would hear the voice of the Son of Man and come forth. Not just the righteous shall live again, but Paul stated in Acts 24:15, that there would be a resurrection of the dead, not only of the just, but also of the unjust. As to the saying of men that you only live once, Moffat's translation of Isaiah 26:19 is, "O thou eternal, thy dead shall live again." It is because everyone shall live again that the first part of that saying, "You might as well get the most out of life now," is really not true. We turn to Solomon's writings in Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, beginning with the 13th verse. "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." Instead of getting the most out of life now, the most sensible thing is to make this life count for the most, and we can only do that by preparing for eternal life, which is the gift of God. Romans 6:23 reads, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." This means that all who live again will not live eternally, for in Revelation 21, we learn that those who are not found named in the book of life will go into the second death. Therefore, we all want to use this life to make thorough preparation for the next life. Here is another saying of men: if you don't look out for yourself, nobody else will look out for you. But what did Jesus say? We turn to Mark, the 8th chapter, and the 35th and 36th verses. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? I know this is just opposite to what we are usually taught, but I have often thought to what end some people go to protect themselves from all of the dangers of life. Now, don't misunderstand me. I wouldn't want you to cross the street without looking one way and then the other. We are to use common sense in these things. God gave us eyes and ears and the ability to use a little judgment. But some go in for everything that man has to offer for self-protection, and then some freak accident happens to them, like a man I read about one time who was cleaning his fingernails with a penknife at a ball game when a foul ball struck the knife and drove it into his heart and killed him. Man has only one real refuge, and that is God's loving care. And that is why Jesus said, "What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul or his own life?" If we make all of our preparation for this life only and devote ourselves to keeping it, we know we will eventually lose it. Now, this does not mean that we are not to use God-given judgment in our daily conduct, but we are not to lose this life through carelessness or foolishness. Even Jesus refused to cast himself down from the pinnacle of the temple, but he said, "Whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it." Yes, we shall find it in the resurrection, and it will be eternal life. You have probably heard people say, "We have to make a living." Well, what did Jesus say? He said, after mentioning food and clothing and all, he said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." We are not to be unduly concerned about these things. Naturally, we must all work to make a living, but I am sure we would all find making a living easier if we were seeking God's kingdom and his righteousness more diligently. So let us consider more carefully the words of Jesus rather than what people say.
God's way is the best way, though I may not see why sorrows and trials oft gather round me. He ever is seeking my goal to refine. So humbly I trust him, my Savior divine. God's way is the best way. God's way is the right way. I'll trust in him always. He knoweth the best. God's way is the best way. He knoweth the best. And leaning upon him, sweet, sweet is my rest. No harm can befall me, safe, safe shall I be. God's way is the best way. God's way is the right way. I'll trust in Him all.